The Secret Garden follows multiple storylines, but two main ones I'll talk about. A child loses her family in a plague in India, and I lose my wife due to a premature death. She has my son, and then she dies. And this whole story revolves around their grief and how the family around them takes care of them. And one of my favorite podcasters, Nora McInerney, talks about grief in a way that is striking to me. And it's grief is one of those things that it's like having a baby or, I don't know, watching The Wire on HBO. You don't get it until you get it. And then when it's your love or your baby or your front row in the funeral, you get it. You get it. You realize that you've been touched by something chronic. Grief isn't incurable, but sometimes it feels like it could be. And what do we do when we're inflicted by grief? Because we all will be if we haven't already. We help each other remember. And I think that's what this story does in a really beautiful way, is that through Lily's Garden, it inspires hope and growth in multitude of characters in the show.
So what we know about Showtime, you all do big productions, a lot of musical numbers. This seems like it's unique to, in comparison to some of the other productions that Showtime's put on. It seems like it's got a little bit more serious tone, but what you do have a lot more of, it sounds like, is just a lot more singing. Is that correct, Allison, compared to other maybe productions?
That is correct.
Okay, yeah. So this is a musical, so the majority of the lines are sang or sung?
Song.
I hate that and farther and furthest as well. It's a love-hate relationship. Anyway, the songs are performed. Correct. We could do that. And you said it's a style called operetta?
Operetta.
Okay, what's the difference between that and maybe a musical?
All right, you're going to have to help me out, Craig.
Oh, sorry. Absolutely.
So I really think that for our audience who's going to come see the show, it's more just about the style. Mm. And if you think of some of the more contemporary shows that Showtime's done, like Legally Blonde, they're just kind of like a pop feel. This one has a little bit more of a reminiscence to some of the older musicals of the day, even though this musical itself isn't super new, just the style, super old. It's the style and how it's performed, and just sounds a little bit more, if you close your eyes, like, oh, wow, I'm in an opera. That's kind of fancy.
Yeah.
Because we do have some beautiful scene work with all of the actors, but especially our children, and our children are really leading the show. We talked prior that we have a lot of adults in the show, which is also a little, I don't want to say new for Showtime, because Showtime cast all ages, but we do have a few children, and they are the vehicles of the show. And they are doing such a wonderful job, and they are all really, really adorable.
And they are.
Allison, tell us a little bit about your character in the show.
All right. My character is named Lily Craven, and Craig and I are actually married in the show. Mm. I am his wife that passes away. Mm. She actually passes away in her garden while she is pregnant with their son, Colin. And she dies in her garden, actually from a fall in a tree, and then she has Colin and then passes away. So what Craig was saying about grief is a lot through my death. And my character is kind of woven throughout the show. I'm a ghost. So I think one of the most challenging things for our scenes together is we cannot touch. Mm-hmm. So I am more of a presence with him. And help lead him back to the garden, which I loved, and introduce our son to the garden as well.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain time period that this production takes place in? Is it modern day? Is it Renaissance? Is it the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s?
It's early 1900s. Okay. So Victorian.
Victorian. Okay. And is this the same garden for everyone? Am I too little?
Yes, there are multiple gardens, but this is a secret one. It's a bit very overgrown because Archibald Craven, my husband in it, ordered the garden to be closed up once Lily passed away. So throughout the story, I don't want to give too much away.
That's okay.
So Mary, one of our child actresses, Mary becomes curious when she discovers that there is... a secret garden. And where's the key? And how do I get in? It's all overgrown. And when she does get in, everything's dead, of course, because it hasn't been cared for. And throughout the show, we see that there can be life through grief, and the garden can be brought back to life. Hmm.
What does the set look like for this? I mean, we can picture what a garden looks like, but are we talking about a literal garden on stage?
I think they've done a really wonderful job in creating an assemblance of a garden. I think we've had a really quick turnaround in this show, and they're doing an amazing job on all aspects of the set design, and every time we come, there's something new. And so at this moment, we have a beautiful set that backdrop with using the screen that we have. And who knows, maybe tomorrow we'll have beanstalks growing from the floor. So it'll be a surprise to us as we continue to develop the set.
What we do know about our productions, local productions, such as Showtime Theater Company, you create unbelievable experiences for guests using limited financial resources that you have, and you repurpose old sets and you make them new again, which is just fantastic.
Yes.
What makes this production, I know we've said it's unlike some of the other ones that Showtime has presented, which is great because some people like the musicals that they're familiar with, and some folks like to try something new. But for you all, what drew you to this production? Like, why do this one in addition to the other ones that you've done, the big headliners that people all know? Some folks might not know about The Secret Garden, which is based on a book, if I'm not mistaken, correct? But
correct.
What attracted y'all to this production?
I have two things.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah. Please.
The first one is extremely transactional. I really love a song from the show called Lily's Eyes. It is such a gorgeous duet with my character and my character's brother in the show, who are both in love with Lily, and my niece, who is the character of Mary, has her eyes. And that her presence is painful to me because it reminds me of my ex-wife, and it reminds him of the love that he never had. So think Snape and, ironically, Lily from Harry Potter, similar vibe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And so that drew me to the show initially because music is just beautiful.
Yes, I'd say music, yeah.
And then also I have multiple students in the show. I'm a voice teacher as well. I teach at Winthrop University and University of South Carolina. And I have multiple students in the show, and it's really fun to watch them grow and act opposite most of them. And that's a joy.
Cool. And Allison, you said for you it's the
music? I would say the music is just gorgeous.
Okay.
Yes. And it's a more classical feel, I would say. And also the fact that there are so many adults coming back. And it's really neat that a lot of adults who acted when they were younger and are coming back to try it out again. And so it's a lot of fun to see them rekindle that love.
And it's nice to see familiar faces too. If you saw Newsies, we have a couple of adults who are in this. Showtime and, you know, all the theater companies in Rock Hill, Rock Hill Theater Company as well, really enjoy having everybody from the community. So if you feel like coming out, you can come out this weekend or next weekend, or audition for the next show. You never know. Maybe you'll be on the stage.
Oh, well said. Well, check it out. It's the Showtime Theater Company presents The Secret Garden, as Craig mentioned, this weekend as well as next weekend. Check out Showtime Theater Company online, on social media. You get all your tickets and information there. And again, the performances take place at the Rock Hill Galleria. Craig Allen and Allison Odom, here's to a fantastic run over the next couple of days for this production. And then, of course, you know, the Reed family, Robert and Jen Reed, they're just amazing individuals, and they bring so much excitement to the local stage. It's always really cool to see what show they're going to put on, what the set looks like. And to your point, you get to see actors in various roles, and you'll notice them either in the classroom or at the grocery store. And you're like, hey, I saw you on stage. You did a great job. So that's what's great about local theater. So congratulations again. Check out The Secret Garden, the musical, this weekend and next.